Evening, David.
We saw so many lines at gas stations today as well, Matt. Our thanks to you. There were urgent pleas at Miami's airport for people not to show up unless they already had tickets. Every passenger jet sold out. And tonight, the last flight's now taking off. And take a look at this radar. From midday, the sky full of flights, the highest concentration right there over Florida, people escaping the storm zone. So this evening, where are they now taking the people who could not get on those flights? ABC's Amy Robach is there.
Today, a crush of passengers hoping to make the last flight out of Miami. Lines of desperate passengers snaking through the airport, a sea of bags piling up in the terminal.
A whole week without electricity, internet, food, especially when you have a baby, it's harsh.
Airlines adding thousands of seats and sending bigger jets to fit more passengers. Tonight, the terminal nearly empty. The last flight's taking off. Nick Williams is one of the lucky ones who's getting out.
Did you plan ahead? Did you get a last-minute ticket?
I got a last-minute ticket this afternoon.
But so many here with no flight home. The airport is now busing those stranded passengers to a nearby shelter to ride out the storm.
You don't have your bags?
No.
You just have this, and now you're being bused to a shelter. That has to be incredibly overwhelming. You just want to go home.
Yes, that's all. That's what I want.
And David, a stunning number for you tonight. Miami International Airport saw more passengers today than it has in any other single day in the last 10 years. And even still with that number, as we've been reporting, so many passengers still left without a flight, stranded. They are now being bused to local shelters across Miami to ride out this monster storm. David?